Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Anderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Milner reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ferguson for a passed ball. Milner moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferguson for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Forsh scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Hodges to Milan and they have Anderson trapped. The throw over to Crane Poole, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crane Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsh covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matlack moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matlack scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball towards right. Crawford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Crawford. Phillips scores. Milan goes all the way around to score. Milner moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Eric Rasmussen now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris pinch hits for Eric Rasmussen. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Brock steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Brock steals third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Curtis now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crawford. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Garrett moves to third. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Hodges scores. Matlack moves to second. It's 6-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Matlack moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Mike Wallace now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Leon Brown pinch hits for Del Unser. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing center field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferguson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matlack hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Mike Wallace. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Milan scores. Milner moves to third. Kingman moves to second. It's 11-0, Mets. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner scores. Kingman moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 12-0, Mets. Bill Greif now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-0, Mets. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matlack hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive towards the mound. Matlack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.